Welcome to Technory Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you tuning in for the first time, well, you've probably heard this bit before. What is Technory? Since 2010, Technory has been Chicago's top startup showcase. More than 300 companies have been featured, been on stage, been on the show, and they've gone on to raise a whopping $260+ million in venture funding. Sitting here right now, this is super exciting. Lightbank, new managing partner, correct?
Correct.
Vic Pascucci. For those of you who don't know what Lightbank is, Chicago-based venture capital firm founded by serial entrepreneurs, might have heard their names from Groupon, this tiny little company in Chicago, Eric Lefkowski and Brad Keywell. Eric is the one who will be sort of stepping down from this position full-time, and you're taking over, is that correct?
Yeah, so I'll be running as the managing partner of the firm. Eric and Brad will still be engaged with the investment decisions and with helping the deal flow and helping support the entrepreneurs.
I was going to say, I don't know Eric. I've met Brad once. He doesn't strike me as a person who disengages from much.
Yeah, no, not at all. With that much entrepreneurial passion, that's the true DNA of Lightbank.
I was going to say, I mean, this is, you know, this interview is with you and about you and Lightbank, not about them so much. But I do have to touch on the fact that, I mean, you're talking about the list of companies that these guys are behind, whether it's collectively or individually in Chicago. There's like five or six of them that are just massive.
Right. There's really no venture firm out there that has that type of DNA that says their founding partners have built multiple multi-billion dollar companies.
It's insane.
Created tens of thousands of jobs here in Chicago, and now it's just building on that platform and scaling out from there. That's why I think, you know, obviously I'm biased, but it's the most exciting job in all of venture.
So what is Lightbank for people who don't? I think everyone, most of the people who listen to the show are on the tech side of things, they understand it. But those who are not totally geared into startups, what is Lightbank? What does it do?
Right. So Lightbank is a traditional venture capital firm. We work primarily in Series A and some seed work. But unlike a lot of firms, we actually get out there and are actively engaged, roll up our sleeves, work with our entrepreneurs, and do everything we can to make sure their businesses grow and give them support that they need.
What's an example of like a startup company that currently is working at Lightbank and what they go through?
So one of the ones we start with, we'll go back to Brad. That's how I originally started working with Lightbank. In 2012, I was with a different venture practice. I led the Series A investment in Snapsheet.
Okay, yeah.
Brad and Eric came in early on in early days working with the founders and helped them build up to that company from there. And you just got to see Brad and Eric bring all this entrepreneurial passion and energy to the company, help them grow, help them get after the disruption and the innovation in the insurance market space. And then my experience working with inside insurance companies and financial services, bringing that level of experience and insight to the firm, and we just got together and helped the company grow.
I can just imagine being a founder, walking into that room and being like, here's my expectations. Here's what we're going to do. And they're just like, no. Like, that's way too slow. Like, let's
you know, like, there's a lot of great venture practices out there. And there's a lot of great venture firms. But really, very few of them can bring people to the table that have built four and five different multi-billion dollar companies.
At the end of the day, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's, I mean, there's obviously outliers. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it's venture stuff, if it's startups, if it's tech, if it's business. Access is access.
Right.
And in most businesses, most entrepreneurs, they're, of course, again, like I said, outliers. Mm-hmm. Most of the successful people that I know have a lot of things in common, and it almost always revolves around some sort of access. Yep. It doesn't – either you have it born,
yep,
or you've been gifted it somewhere, or you made it, or you bought it, or you sold it, or you stole it.
Right.
But somewhere along the line, you've got to have it, and you guys have an abundance of it.
Yeah. So there's the access and there's the insight.
Right? Yep.
And those experiences of building those companies, my experience within financial services, to bring those types of lessons learned to a startup and then bring that expanded network that's got, you know, 200 some founders in it,
yeah,
and how many billion dollar companies and tens and tens and tens of thousands of employees. It's just, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, Lightbank should be your first stop.
I would think so. In Chicago, without a doubt. And I think that as we continue to grow our footprint in Chicago, I think that's going to become a great attraction. I'm hoping that that's, you know, big focus as we get into the conversation. I hope that one of your big focuses is to bring companies from outside of Chicago here, right, so that they can sort of launch their company. They might have launched it in Seattle. Yeah. They go to Lightbank here, and then they launch their next one here, and so on and so forth.
You know, if you look at the Lightbank network of founders and the deals we've done, look at how much capital that Eric, Brad, my other partner, Bill, and Rick Zullo have brought to Chicago from some of the best and biggest venture firms on both coasts.
Yeah.
We've attracted the capital. We've attracted the talent. We've built the companies. And Chicago will be headquarters. It'll be our hometown, and we will build and continue to build upon the national practice that's focused here.
I know I'm excited. I'm sure everyone else is going to be excited as well, especially as this starts to roll and we get to see this, the work that you're doing. You mentioned that you obviously got plugged in with them with Snapsheet in 12. How did this opportunity come about to you for this?
Yeah, for this, you know, Brad and Eric and I, you know, we've met back then, started talking, and they've gone through the different kind of growth stages in the fund that Lightbank has become. And so we started talking at the end of last year, and they said, you know, we're thinking about growing the platform. We know we can do great things, but we need some help. And this is kind of the natural evolution. And can you help us make this grow? And so we just sat down and said, yeah, this is where we think we should go. This is what the opportunity is. There's not a lot of investors here writing those big Series A checks,
yep,
leading the rounds, writing big checks, leaning into their companies. And we saw the market opportunity. We saw the need. We saw my network plus their network, and it all just made sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the one, you know, I think I've mentioned this in all the shows that I've done this week, but I think that one of the big things is we're getting more sophisticated in Chicago. Mm-hmm. But I think that we're still lacking a little bit of that, and this is the wrong way to say it, but a little bit of that whip. Yeah. We're lacking a little bit of those who have been there in a further
right
status and come back and say, listen, you know, yeah, push a little harder.
Right. And so I think, you know, it's one thing to push, and then it's to provide the resources to enable people to get there.
Well, yeah. I mean, so, I don't even mean just leaning on them. I think leaning on them is one, that's very important. But I also think that just being able to say, listen, we have done well enough with, and we believe in our model and our network so well that we're going to maybe flood a little more gas or cash onto this that others can't do. And that's where we
get caught
sometimes.
And I think what's great about Lightbank is we have the capital. We can put that to work and understand what it's like to write big checks to make these companies grow. But also understanding this is the right way to grow your company.
Yep.
It's not going to be a ridiculous West Coast Valley burn into the fund. We will give you the capital. It'll be more capital than you've seen traditionally come to work here.
I think you just got a whole bunch more investors to join your fund just now. I just heard them all in their checkbook just a second. You're good at your job. So I guess, you know, you recognize that opportunity. What was the top question that you asked them?
Yeah. You know, I think that the top question that I kept going back to Brad and Eric, and like, what do you want Lightbank to be? Like, and it's so clear that they believe so much in the entrepreneur and they believe so much in their community that this is going to be part of the legacy that they'll live, and they want to see this build the same way I do for generations and generations and generations to come. It's not about this fund. It's not about the next fund. You know, there will be Lightbank 5, 6, 7, 8. And, you know, the real goal is that soon enough, everyone forgets about me, forgets that I was here, and we've built this outstanding platform that's just lasted and lasted and lasted.
That's awesome. I mean, I certainly obviously hope for it. I hope that that's the biggest part of all this as a takeaway, is that people recognize that Chicago is building things that are here to stay, and it's on a national and international level. Yep. It's not just like a, you know, this is the tech boom. Like, I'm so tired of hearing it. The dot-com, it's just so different. It's
right.
Not, there are certainly mistakes that have been made and will be made, mm-hmm, and things that will happen. There'll be downturns. It's you know, it's economics. This is
right
going to happen. But at the end of the day, things that are built for the long haul, tech is not a short-term thing.
Right. No,
we're not going back. I'm sorry. No. This is a new thing. What is your main objective? The first main objective you've got with Lightbank is you take over. Obviously, behind the scenes, you've been doing this for a while. But what is the first sort of, I want to see this happen.
Yeah. Right now, my key focus is on growth. It's growing the team that we've got, growing the portfolio we've got, and then growing the platform that's there. And that's what's going to build something that lasts for decades and decades and decades to come.
How do you see yourself being able to grow and still stay Lightbank, though?
Yeah, the Lightbank DNA is so strong. It's so part of who we are. It's everything we do. It's about entrepreneurs. It's about innovation. It's about the disruption. It's what attracted Brad and Eric and I to start working together. It's what keeps Bill Pescatello going. It's what keeps Rick Zullo going. It's what keeps the rest of the team going. That's completely unextinguishable. It'll always be there, that passion, that drive.
Very cool. And then, of course, if you're going to fit in with guys like Brad and Eric and everyone else you just mentioned, I know you've got to have some kind of side things that you're working on as well. There's got to be other passion projects and things you work on, because those guys, I think if they didn't have 15 balls in the air, they'd be bored out of their mind.
Yeah, you know, I don't think anybody can ever, and I've met a lot of entrepreneurs. I've been doing venture investing for decades and decades. I've never seen anybody in the West Coast, overseas, keep up with the pace of Brad and Eric.
I don't know how you could.
I mean, they are in a class in and of themselves. You know, for me, my whole passion is truly around Lightbank. If I'm not doing that, then I'm with my family. I'm cooking, probably maybe at the gym, but I'm cooking.
So you look like you keep yourself in pretty good shape. You know? Are you a Strive guy? What kind of gym? Where do you work out at? Not to go all bro here.
Yeah. I'm doing everything from CrossFit to martial arts to whatever
sweet
it takes.
I've been doing a lot of interval training. And that's one of the things that I found that, a lot of entrepreneurs are really into it. A lot of the high-level guys are really – I mean, see Matt Matros from Limitless and Protein Bar all the time at Strive. These guys that – even in the gym, they have to push themselves to a point where they get bored.
Well, it's the perfect attention span for entrepreneurs, right?
30 minutes and out.
Yeah, interval training.
I got 30 minutes to do this, and I got to move on to the next thing. Right. And if I get bored in the middle of it, I'm just going to walk away.
Exactly.
It's incredible. This is really cool. Thank you so much for coming in and taking the time to talk to us.
It's my pleasure.
Great. Thanks
so much.
We'll
be here again. Thanks.
Yeah. Watch this episode and more on technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes and stay up to date with our Technori news feed on Facebook or other Tech Bites by following us on Facebook and Twitter @Technori or follow me @Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.